Start. Welcome, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Compass Point Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 8 this Thursday, April 23rd, 2026, at 2:31 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell here in South Jordan, Utah. I'd like to take a roll call for today's meeting. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Chris Jepson, Board Member.
Lindsay Neve, Board Member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Thank you. Let's see, make sure, do I have the right? Okay, yeah, got it. We have a preliminary action item similar to what we've done in prior meeting. I just want to propose that we combine the meetings for all eight districts rather than having individual meetings for the eight for efficiency purposes. Are there any questions?
No.
No.
Great. Do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the meeting for Compass Point Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 8?
I can't remember. What's the language? I move.
You can say, I make the motion as so stated.
I make the motion. Motion as so stated.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our public comment portion of our meeting. We do need to allow members of the public to express any views that they have on district business. We need to open the public portion of the meeting by motion. So do we have a motion to open the public comment portion of today's board meeting?
I move as so stated.
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. So just for our meeting minutes today, the public portion of the meeting is now open for public comments and questions. Do we have any members of the general public participating in today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's business? We can confirm that there are no members of the general public participating on site at the offices of York Howell. I do not see any members of the general public participating via our Zoom link today. So we can now entertain a motion to close the public portion of public comment portion of the board meeting.
I move as so stated.
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Public comment portion of the meeting is now closed. We're going to move to our only consent item today, which is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on December 3rd, 2025. Those minutes were provided to the board in your packet. Open it up for any questions about the minutes.
No questions.
Great. Do we have a motion to adopt the meeting minutes of December 3rd, 2026 board meeting?
I motion to move as stated.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our administrative non-action items. The first one relates to board training. Just a reminder to the board members that the annual training on the Utah Open Meetings Act is a requirement for each of the board of trustees. It takes about 20 minutes to jump online and complete the training. Once you finish, there is a certificate that you print off, and you need to send that to Shanna so we can keep that in the records of the district. And that will also be provided to Shelby because she can then, in her reports, say we're in compliance with that portion of the state law. And we do have on the agenda that you have the website link for the training. If you need us to resend that, just let us know and we can. The second item would be we're just going to open it up real quick to the board members to see if there's any administrative non-action items that the board would like to discuss today.
Maybe a real quick comment on your training. I believe I did that. Or is there additional training that we need to do? I think I did one probably within the last 6 months.
Yeah, we did it for 2025. So is it a full, is it for the calendar year or is it from a year from when you did it before?
I believe it's a calendar year.
Okay. So we'll get on and get that done and provide the certificates.
Steve has already done his, just so you know, Lindsay. So it's
Perfect.
just you and Chris that need to do it. And if you were on
Okay.
another board, it would count for any board you're on.
Can
Okay.
you guys resend that link? I don't know if I
I
have
can
it.
send an email.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
If I may too, just kind of a heads up, we have June 30 deadlines coming up to where we need to submit a fraud risk assessment, a financial certification, and a financial report. The financial report will just be a simple letter that states there's been no activity for each of the individual districts. And then we'll prepare the other documents. So, Lindsay, I'll likely send those to you and just kind of ask if you could help coordinate signatures on those. So you should see those from us in a couple weeks or so we can meet that June 30 deadline.
Perfect. I'll keep an eye out.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Shelby. Are there any other items that the board members want to raise today?
Not for me.
Nope.
Okay, great. Well, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I move as so stated.
I second.
All in favor, say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The meeting stands adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for your participation today, and have a great day.